Aldara, spelled A-L-D-A-R-A, is the brand name of a drug that is killing people all over the world. Its side effects can be so cataclysmic that if it doesn't kill you, you may wish it had. Its technical name is imiquimod, spelled I-M-I-Q-U-I-M-O-D, and 3M Pharmaceutical manufactures and heavily promotes it as a so-called skin cancer cure, even though they know that for 20 years, the American Cancer Society and the National Cancer Institute have warned that it causes cancer. Do they care? Obviously not. Aldara is reaping billions in profits every year, especially in Australia, the skin cancer capital of the world. After posting the truth about this deadly drug on our website, there was an avalanche of emails and phone calls from tragic victims, as well as from grieving, angry people who described friends and relations who became violently ill after using Aldara, then were overwhelmed by one autoimmune disease after another, before finally succumbing to cancer. Does Aldara kill everyone who uses it? Obviously not. Or even our corrupt regulatory agencies would be forced to ban it. It does, however, do irreparable harm to those who use it near mucous membranes or who experience skin breakage so that Aldara can get into the bloodstream. Once in the bloodstream, shocking damage is inevitable. Some go into anaphylactic shock, which can kill, and some have symptoms that only emerge later, when it is too late to realize Aldara was the culprit. Since April of 2005, we have invested a great deal of time and money trying to stop 3M Pharmaceuticals from poisoning the world. Government agencies, in spite of scientifically vetted proof of the extreme danger, said in essence that because 3M had done the research, Aldara must be safe. There are no hopers. In February 2006, we posted 8 pages of scientific proof of Aldara's danger to every dermatologist in Australia. This huge effort brought us nothing but abuse, and they have carried on prescribing it, even recommending it for children and seniors and for use on mucous membranes, when all regulatory agencies and even 3M warned strongly against this use. All of this and much more is documented on our website, along with technical information that can be used by solicitors representing victims or their families. In December 2005, we took out full-page advertisements in magazines in every English-speaking country in the world, warning that Aldara causes autoimmune disease and kills. The response was enormous, but still 3M didn't sue, because they know we have right on our side, and probably because they didn't want the publicity, as they have been trying to sell this arm of their operation to another company. For skin cancers, I highly recommend Cancema cream. I've had the opportunity to observe this cream at work, and I know it's effective and safe. Predictably, the same governments who have approved Aldara in spite of the known dangers have banned safe vegetable Cancema. Because of this ban, it is now sold for use on animals only. The formula is identical, as are the directions. So if you have skin cancer, order it for your Rottweiler. You know the one I mean, the same Rottweiler I told you about earlier, who is guarding your immune system. If I ever get a suspicious lesion, I will shun dermatologists and use Cancema. If it removes the lesion, it was cancerous. If it does nothing, it was not cancer. So, I consider it a great diagnostic tool. See our website for a link to CanSema, phone 07-4157-4262, or email bevan@centerforce.com. That's B-E-V-A-N at CENTREFORCE.com. I also highly recommend an inexpensive oil that slowly removes lumps, precancers, freckles, moles, rough skin patches, and even old scars. We have experimented with this oil for months using our willing group of human guinea pigs, and we know it works like magic. It's called Wonder Balm, and it is indeed a wonder. You can order it from James Bailey by phoning 0427-180-748, but only within Australia. He is on our website as well. When people comment about my anger, I say, of course I'm angry. I'm angry at Big Pharma, the multinational poison pushers, the doctors and the dentists who collude with them, and all governments who sit idly by and let them get away with murder. And if you are not angry too, you're just not paying attention. Please, don't let them give you cancer.